We're in the beginning of Masechta Zvachim, first parak. We're in the middle of the first Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar tells us, as we've been discussing just yesterday, beginning this Masechta, that when it comes to sacrifices, it's not enough to bring the right carbon and to do the right thing, but also to have the right machshavos, to have the right thoughts. And it has to be lashma. It has to be that when the sacrifice is being slaughtered, that the kohen actually has to have the right kavana, which of course we can derive for ourselves. When it comes to our davening, we should also have to have the right kavanas are just as important. Rabbi Elazar Omer, he says, afa asham. Also, when it comes to the asham, which is the guilt offering, also what? So it's based on what we saw yesterday. Then the event that a guilt offering was slaughtered not for the right reasons. In other words, when the kohen slaughtered it, he didn't think that it was for an asham. He thought it was for a different sacrifice. In that situation, this karma is completely puzzle. It's invalid, and therefore we do not continue in the rest of the service as we elaborated upon yesterday. And therefore he says, HaPesach bizmano v'chatas v'ashem b'chol zman. As we mentioned yesterday, when it comes to the carbon Pesach, the only time it becomes invalid is bizmano. If it was slaughtered in the proper time, on the 14th day of the month of Nisan, however, when it was slaughtered, the person did not have it, the intention for it to be slaughtered for the sake of the carbon Pesach. However, if it was not bizmano, a person would have sacrificed this carbon on a different day other than the prescribed date of the 14th of Nisan. In that situation, that carbon is valid. It's considered a shlomim, like a regular peace offering. However, chatas va'asham, he's comparing the two. A sin offering as well as an asham, a guilt offering, is b'chol zman. Any time that it was brought, shlo shema, not for the right reason, that carbon is completely possible and no longer can it be continue in the avodah and continue in the service. And a chatos, just to refresh our memories, we learned in previous Masechtos Horios, is any situation where a person who did a sin b'shogeg, that's the time that you have to bring a sin offering, in which if you would have done the same avera b'mezid on purpose, the punishment would have been kores. Now, an asham, the guilt offering, is all other sins, generally speaking. If there's other types of times an asham is brought, even though a person may not have done an avera, but nonetheless, an asham, for example, asham ilos, when a person misuses that of hektish, that which is already sanctified for the base of mikdash, so then one of the things that must be brought is an asham. So he compares the two, that it has to be lishma. And therefore the Mishnah concludes, Omer Rabbi Eliezer, hachatas ba alachet, v'asham ba alachet. Because the chatas and the asham are both brought for sin, for different types of sins that were committed, so therefore he compares the two. Ma hachatas, just like when it comes to the chatas, we already established that psula shul lishma, the various sentences we derive that if it was not done lishma, then this karma is invalid. Af asham pasul shul lishma. So too when it comes to the guilt offering, if it was shloshma also, then it's invalid. And he derives it from the pasuk, kachatas ki'asham. In fact, it says kachatas ki'asham. It sounds like they really are very similar in halacha, and therefore both of them have to be lishma, or else the carbon is possible. I don't know if it's a